How you get so much favor on your side? Accept them as your Lord and Savior, I replied. That's your love, that neighbor, not the bad.
Our conversation is with Mr. Yuri Alexandrovich Bezmianov. He was a high-ranking Soviet Army officer. He had an outstanding career with the press agency of the Soviet Union. It turns out that this is also a front for the KGB. He escaped to the West in 1970 after becoming totally disgusted with the Soviet system, and he did this at great risk to his life. He certainly is one of the world's outstanding experts on the subject of Soviet propaganda and disinformation and active measures. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean?
Ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch.
The next stage is destabilization. Economy.
There are some dire predictions on where the world economy is going.
Foreign relations.
Some of the world's superpowers could be on a collision course.
Defense systems.
The U.S. Army is cutting back its expectations due to, quote, unprecedented recruitment challenges.
The next stage, of course, is crisis.
Folks, we're in a crisis.
After crisis, you have so-called the period of normalization.
When we say getting back to normal, we mean something very different from what we're going through right now.
The demoralization process is basically completed already. I could never believe it when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast. This is exactly what the KGB and Marxist-Leninist propaganda wants from Americans, to distract their opinion and attention from real issues of the United States, to have a bunch of duped Americans, then Americans who are healthy, physically fit, and alert to the reality.
What is your ideal political or social structure?
Communist utopia.
That's why my KGB instructors specifically made the point, try to get into filthy rich movie makers, intellectuals, cynical, egocentric people who can look into your eyes with angelic expression and tell you a lie. These are the people who KGB wanted very much to recruit. All these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of subversion only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. The psychological shock when they will see in future what the beautiful society of equality and social justice means in practice, obviously they will join the links of dissenters. Marxist-Leninist regime does not tolerate these people. In future, these people will be simply squashed like cockroaches. Nobody is going to pay them nothing for their beautiful, noble ideas of equality. The United States is in the state of war. The initiator of this war is the world communist system.
The only solution is communist revolution.
That's right, we need communists. That's what we need.
This is it. This is the last country of freedom and possibility.
Okay, so what do we do? What is your recommendation to the American people?
The immediate thing that comes to my mind is, of course, there must be a very strong national effort to educate people in the spirit of real patriotism, number one. Number two, to explain them the real danger of socialist, communist, whatever, welfare state, big brother government. If people will fail to grasp the impending danger, nothing ever can help United States. You may kiss goodbye to your freedom, including your precious lives. I know Americans don't like to listen to things which are unpleasant. I tried to get the message across. To my horror, nobody wanted even to listen, least of all to believe what I had to say.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour is on. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, joined in studio today by the one and only Rex Jones. How you doing, Rex?
I'm doing phenomenal. Always happy to be your second, Mike. You are my favorite host.
Well, thank you very much. Always love having you in here. And what are we seeing on screen here? What is this, Rex?
Oh, I may or may not have made a new Twitter for myself. I was told by the ex-overlords that I was allowed to make a new account. But unfortunately, it's like my high school email and I can't find it.
Oh, no.
I don't have access to the big one anymore. So go follow me there at Rex Jones News.
But you do have access to this one.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. That's me. That's me there. I've retweeted a few things, but those are all just my personal like opinions and just geopolitical stuff I find interesting.
So it's at Rex Jones News with a Z, at Rex Jones News with a Z. Go now. You have a chance to be one of the first 100 followers.
I would greatly appreciate it if you follow me. I really would.
At Rex Jones News with a Z. So go follow him on X. He's back, folks.
I am.
He's back.
I've got some plans and some things in mind. I've really become a huge fan of like Colonel Douglas McGregor and Judge Andrew Napolitano and the Gray Zone and antiwar.com. I am going to break into doing geopolitical weekly or semi-daily coverage.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'll be working on that into the end of this year. And I'll also be talking about nutritional supplements and some other stuff that I personally find interesting. But all you'll see on my Twitter is my personal beliefs, my personal interests, things that I am seeking out, right? So something I seek out almost daily is updates on the Israel conflict, right?
Yeah.
And I was listening to the show this morning. Look at what they're doing in Syria.
Yeah.
They just attacked.
And I don't even understand this. I don't understand a lot of what they do, but it was 7 days ago, New York Times ran this article. After decades as enemies, Syria and Israel now share a common foe. The longtime enemies have opened contracts reflecting a power shift across the Middle East in which they have newfound common ground, antipathy for Iran. So, I mean, as of a week ago, they were all buddy-buddy, and they were going, you know, now that Syria is run by Al-Qaeda offshoot, we're going to be friends with them now. We have common enemies. Well, that was a week ago, and then as of today, bombs strike Damascus. Israel launched a huge bombing campaign against Damascus, I guess because of the Druze that are there. D-R-U-Z-E is a sect of, I guess, Islam. They're a weird religious group. But how do you see this?
Because
it's a surprise to me, but it's also like it's Israel bombing its neighbors. How much of a surprise could it ever be?
Well, most of our viewers are educated, so I'm just going to do a little history rehash for those that aren't. So Syria was run by Assad, and Assad was a secularist. He let all different people of all different religions exist in his country. Christians, Alawites, various sects of Islam, right? So we decide... We, meaning like U.S. intelligence, Mossad, we go, you know, this guy's kind of maybe a threat to Israel. This guy might be a problem. So we go to the head of ISIS in Syria. We go to Jelani and we say, hey, listen, you trim your beard a little bit. You put on a nice suit. You take off the fatigues. You wash off the blood. And you get to be our puppet president.
Yeah.
Because Israel wants the Golan Heights. But more importantly, almost more importantly, Turkey wants large portions of Syria.
Yeah.
So what you're looking at with the Syrian issue, we won't be talking about Syria in like 5-10 years the way things are going. It'll be completely balkanized. It might be a situation where like people theorize and talk about what will happen to Ukraine. And they say, you know, Poland and these other countries, they might want the Western part, right? And if Russia takes the east, then just it'll be Kiev and possibly Odessa and just like this little blob, right? That's what we're realistically looking at for Syria. With Ukraine, that's a like crazy theoretical, and a lot of things could happen. But with Syria, we're basically already there.
Well, and there's bizarre stuff going on where like Lebanon is talking about giving Syria the city of Tyre, I think it is. What's the city? It's the city where all the Sunnis are in Lebanon is talking about becoming part of Syria. So you're right. I mean, they're already talking about at least sort of shaking up the map and redrawing the borders.
That ties into Iran as well.
Right.
So like Erdogan's plan, the president of Turkey, his plan isn't just to try to get a little chunk of Syria. He's working with Azerbaijan right now because there's a large portion of Iran that has a heavy like Azerbaijani/Turkic population. They're trying to create greater Azerbaijan and take this area of Syria to create like a greater Turkey project. Mm. So it's not just a greater Israel project, which we are looking at. They want Saudi Arabia. Turkey is heavily involved. And this is something I don't hear talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. Turkey is a weird political player because it seems like they're simultaneously friends and enemies with everybody, right? They're in the middle of the Europe, you know, they're sort of the
very,
barrier.
Very smart people, it seems, to be playing the same game Israel is.
Yeah,
that's pretty much
the
way I see it. Like they are the Iran, the evil, the funder of the terrorism, blah, blah, blah. All the people that Iran fund, they attack Israel. And you can say that's bad. You can say whatever to that, right? But that's who they're funding. Turkey, they've got their hand in every pie.
Yeah.
They're kind of sneaking around. They're playing an even longer game than Israel is because Israel has already started its, all right, we're here, we're jacked, we're going to smash you around. Like they're the monster that's come out of the closet. Turkey is still in the closet right now, gaining strength and power.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I've had an eye on Turkey for a while. One of the first reports I did for InfoWars, probably 5 years ago at this point, was about Erdogan. It was called, Turkey is now the Erdogan is an Ottoman Empire in all but name.
Yes, he's trying to reconstitute.
Basically,
it.
Yeah, but he's trying to rebuild the Ottoman Empire, which of course was headquartered in Turkey. Early on.
It's very interesting. The Russians are not happy with the behavior of the Azerbaijanis or like by extension, like Turkey and Erdogan in general, because they see that as a huge threat to their southern security.
Yeah. Well, the Russians and the Turkish have been enemies forever. I mean, since Byzantium fell and, the Byzantine Empire fell and Moscow became the third Rome.
I think this is the type of thing that us Americans, like we do lack an appreciation and an understanding for, right? Because like our country is what, like 250, 260, something like that. It's about to be 250 years old, right? Because the 2026 is coming up and the Trump UFC. See, that's how I know. That's how dumb I am.
We're talking about communities and civilizations with thousands of years.
Yeah. Thousands of years of epic history, epic wars. I mean, you read about like the Byzantine Empire. You read about the Ottoman Empire. You read about the Russians and what they were able to do and what they had to deal with from threats from both sides, having to fight the Huns and the Mongols and all that type of crazy stuff. We don't have an appreciation for that. This is a country of like pirates, smugglers, and political theorists.
Really. Right.
So we invented a new system and it was so good that everyone else kind of adopted it to some extent, right? Like really, you want to talk about no more kings. What happened after America started swinging a stick? Like it just became democracies, quote unquote, everywhere. You can argue royalty is still a name, but we don't have an appreciation for the type of medieval circumstances that these people and places are used to.
Right. Or again, you know, literally feeling like personally slighted by the fact that Constantinople was taken over by the Turkish, being like it'll return to us one day. I mean, that, you know, these people have grudges that go back thousands of years. And I was just reading the about the attacks on Syria and, of course, Turkey. Turkey funded Jolani. He came out of Turkey. He swept through. They had help. I think it was a combination from NATO, Turkey, and Israel. I think Israel laid the groundwork with their, you know, technological manipulation. I don't know if you heard the story about the app that the Syrian army was basically tricked into downloading. Basically, they got Bashar al-Assad's wife to endorse an app that would pay Turkish soldiers like $20 a month if you just downloaded this app. And so basically every Syrian soldier downloaded this app and it just gave access to their location and their communications. And so they're able to, that's why, wow. Like after 15 years of civil war, which was actually American funded extremist groups aka ISIS. You know, we're training the moderate rebels. That's who we were training. 15 years.
The moderate rebels.
The moderate levels, yeah. So 15 years of resisting this civil war, yet they collapsed in like 2 weeks as the Jolani Brigade stormed through the country.
Oh, it's normal. It's natural. Don't worry. But CIA, Mossad. It's all normal. Come on now, folks. Just get real.
It's fine. It's all fine.
Man. Wow.
So, but now Israel's bombing Damascus. Obviously, they, you know, use the opportunity to take the Golan Heights. Israeli FM says Golan to remain part of Israel in any Syrian peace deal. That was at the end of June this year. So they've taken over the Golan Heights and are, you know, solidifying their control there. And I guess whether, you know, attacking, I don't know. It's weird because the Israelis, like, use the Druze as an excuse to attack people, right? They
they use anything as an excuse to attack.
Well, yeah, like, that's true.
Like, look. If you're still using the human shield line and then you got people walking to aid sites that, like, this is the safe place you're supposed to go to get the aid. Ah, human shield, drop the nuke.
Yeah.
Like,
it's crazy.
I just, like, not to get off on a tangent, and what you're saying is very important. It's just, it's obscene, folks. Yeah. It's completely obscene and it's wrong. And anyone with two eyes can see it. Like, every day I go to antiwar.com and it's just like 40 dead, 60 dead, 100 dead. Eh, you know, yeah. Like, we will not stop until the 50 hostages are released. It's like, okay. So it is really the example that in my view, kind of on that pastor, Greg Locke, I'll tell you that right now. But he was making some sort of argument, and I just lost the train of thought.
Well, no, in a second. I wanted to ask you about it because I've been proving this. So I was watching. So Greg Locke was supposed to come on our show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say he chickened out, but.
Oh, he definitely ducked you.
Okay, he ducked me.
Owen did a good job.
He ducked me. Owen did a good job. I don't think he expected, because I think what happened was he said he was going to come on my show, and then he probably went and looked at my Twitter and thought, you know what?
I
better not.
I'm sorry. I just remembered what it was. Yeah. So Alex and him got into the classic example of, okay, I'm a guy in my house, and you're a guy in your house, and we both have a family, and then you come and kill my family, so then I come to kill you, and then you're holding the child, so I...
Yeah.
You're going to shoot the kid? Like, excuse, like, this is basic morality. No, you're gonna find a way to achieve your objective in a sane and rational way in accordance with the law. And in this example, international law applies. What they're doing is just blatantly illegal.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And there was a hostage rescue that happened at one point where they literally killed like 100 people. And it's like, you know, when you put it in the frame of warfare, the numbers are big and it's like, wow, this is crazy. It's bad, but it's
one
war
death is
or whatever.
A tragedy, a million is a statistic, like Stalin says.
But then if you put it in the frame of like, okay, if this was just a hostage situation at a bank downtown Los Angeles, would we be okay with the police killing 100 people to save those 100 innocent people
like
in the nearby
building?
It's
buildings? Like Idiocracy,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah.
Like, it's completely insane.
No, it's terrible.
It's just the way things are going, it's not going to stop. And that's my biggest beef with the Trump administration as a whole is, like, this is not going to stop. This is only going to continue. Netanyahu gave Trump a golden pager.
Isn't that crazy?
Just like...
Like a threat. That's just a straight
threat.
I
pulled the cross out of my shirt and I told people to vote for him last year. And, you know, like, I am completely 100% not a Trumper anymore. And I just got to tell you that right now. I'm a libertarian. I'm a conservative. I'm constitutionalist. I can't support this anymore. I love this guy. I love this guy from the time I was 15 years old. I pointed to the TV at Schlitterbahn and I said, that guy is going to be president. And Alex laughed at me. And look at where we are now. I was too young to vote for him in the first administration. I voted for him in 2020 and then he lost. And then in 2024, when he comes back, I'm like, great. We were robbed in 2020. We got Biden. He would have handled COVID better. He would have handled the recovery better. Just show us something. Just show us anything. And like I've said on previous shows, the like tariff policies and whatnot, I'm not necessarily against those things. Where are our files?
Yeah.
Why haven't these wars stopped? You said that Ukraine would be over in 24 hours. You get into office, one phone call, not even get into office. As president-elect, I will make it happen. And I believe he could have. I follow the Russian people. I follow the Iranian people. Both of these nations have large portions of their population that just want to work and negotiate with us. Like the Iranian Reform Party, the Iranian president wasn't supposed to give that interview. And the Iranian people were outraged. They were super upset. They said, how could you make all these concessions? How could you still want to work with the U.S.? They have been trying for years to not screw us. And then we go, oh, yeah, we're just going to abuse you because we're great. Yeah. By the way, we got our buddy Israel, who's like this like redheaded, like tarted stepchild.
Yeah.
Who just like exists in this sandbox with all these kids that are smaller than it.
Whoa,
and it just
whoa,
smashes
whoa,
them
whoa,
around.
Whoa, whoa.
You've insulted the gingers.
Hey, man.
No, you're exactly right. And look, I've been hanging on to the Trump support. This statement today, this is today, right? Yeah,
oh,
July
we gotta cover
16th.
It. Yeah, I know what you're going to
This
go
is
through.
Insane. This is actually like really insulting. And
yeah, it's insulting to us. I mean, no one fought harder for this administration to not do what it's currently doing.
And nobody's paid the price for it.
It's outrageous.
I mean, not to make it personal, they have robbed your entire future, Rex Jones, like your, you know.
Yeah, they killed this operation, man. Where's our justice?
They killed this operation and robbed your entire, you know, future because of Alex's support of Donald Trump. And we can't get anything. We can't get anything.
I've spent more than 15 years in this building. I was there the day that you came. I was there the day that Owen came. I love this family. I love this community. And, you know, like, we're just crying for justice, man. And then we're not even getting rushed to the head of the line, you know?
Nope.
Like, it's just, it really hurts. And you can't take the Rosetta Stone of the whole movement and just throw it in the garbage and say it's not real. Like, yep. We have the keys to the kingdom, the keys to the castle. And we just decided, hey, you know, we're just going to chuck this away because, you know, maybe it's not politically convenient for my new crypto coin. Like that's how I see it. I see this might be mundane. Like, he might not even be implicated at all in any which way, but it could be, oh, you know, Lindsay's my friend now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to disappoint Lindsay. Screw Lindsay. Screw Lindsay hard and long, dude. Like, Trump, you were supposed to get in there and prove that all these people were criminals, and you're supposed to send them to the shadow realm.
Yeah.
And like, what has gone on? What has transpired? The people that we have liked, like Tulsi Gabbard and J.D. Vance, don't listen to them. Who cares? We have to see the CIA head, like, orgasm all over himself. His headset is like...
Right. Announcing the weapons to Ukraine.
Yeah. Like, can we get that clip up? Can we show that really quick?
Yeah, I haven't shown that one yet. Yeah, do y'all know what he's talking about? So there's a clip of Hegseth and what's his name? The head of the CIA.
I've heard him described as the Mossad stenographer.
Oh, yeah. The Mossad stenographer.
Like,
and it's when Trump's announcing a new weapons package to Ukraine, and it's Hegseth sort of like closing his eyes and putting his head down, and the CIA agent is like, he literally looks like he's orgasming. It's very weird.
He looks like
it's very bizarre.
He looks like he's using the bathroom.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes, more weapons, more death. Excess. Yeah, this isn't what I signed up for, man.
What a relief. The war will continue.
Yeah, more blood. Yes. Unlimited power.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm too weak.
But, you know, when you point out the fact that they stole the 20, I'm not sure if you said it, but they stole the 2020 election.
Like,
okay, so 2016 to 2020, Trump is this outsider. It was just, we were all just like shocked that he even won. So it's like, we're not even expecting anything. Anything he does that's good is good, but they constantly just screw him over. He's not able to get much done, but we get it. It's like, well, this is the system that he's up against, this incredibly entrenched deep state. He's doing his best, but we kind of get it. Then 2020 to 24 happens, and they throw thousands of peaceful protesters in jail over January 6th. They throw Stuart Rhodes and the leaders of the Proud Boys and Joe Biggs and all these people into prison. They weren't even at the riot at the Capitol just because of who they are associated with, and as a deliberate, quote, shock and awe campaign to crush free speech in this country. They hold fake hearings that you're seeing right here where the defendant wasn't allowed to defend themselves and only the prosecution got to present arguments and witnesses. Total flagrant violation of the Constitution. They tried to put Trump in jail from like five different directions. They tried to destroy his life, and he gets into office and he's freaking playing footsie with them. Like, we know what happens if they get back in power again. We know what they're going to do. This is the last hope to set things right. And Trump is freaking playing footsie and being a slave of Israel. And it's just like, what do we have to do? What do we have to do to get just something? If we were getting a ton of stuff and they weren't releasing Epstein, we'd be fine. if we were getting mass deportations and they were deporting people who were critical of Israel,
acceptable. No. Don't you see the hotel and hospitality has to be. We can't pay people a living wage. We can't do that. See, like, I have become more centrist on certain issues. Like, you got to pay people to be able to exist, you know? And these companies have these massive profit margins all because they don't hire American labor.
Right.
It's not because the Americans won't do the jobs. That's ridiculous. That's completely insane. It's because you won't pay them properly. Like, these people aren't going to take $4 an hour.
Right.
Sorry. Like, you might find people willing to do that, but that shouldn't be legal.
But they're going to be children who owe money to the cartels.
Oh, it's good hard work for the kids now. Right? Like, it's insane.
So, I mean, what explains it? What explains Trump's abysmal failure over the last 7 months?
He could be too old. He could be compromised in some way. He could be heavily connected to someone that's compromised. I'm sure there are, like, big political donors, you know, that might also be on that list, perhaps. Maybe that would make sense. He's received a lot of money from a lot of folks, and that may just – he may feel like, as, like, a businessman or something, he has, like, an obligation towards them, you know? And
yeah.
It's BS. It's wrong. That's the only thing that I know as a certainty, and that is my North Star, and that is why I say I can't support it anymore. Does it feel like a golden age to you? Like, right. I'm in business. I see how people spend money. It's not a golden age right now, folks.
It's a golden shower.
Golden shower. Yeah. Crew just said it. I agree. Yeah, we're in the age of the golden shower right now, and we're getting peed on, and we're being told that it's raining golden droplets, and that we should put these droplets in buckets and take them to the bank. But then when we go to the bank, they give us crap.
Yeah. Like, well, and, you know, it's just like, it's like, most of the time I can see the angle that Trump's doing. Even if I don't agree with it, I go, okay, here's why he's doing this. This type of thing, the Truth Social post that you have in front of you, I just cannot rationalize. I can't figure it out. I can't understand where the angles come. I mean, it's just anybody who is,
I mean,
with a brain knows that the demand for Epstein files has always come from the Republicans. The Democrats have always avoided it like the plague because they know Clinton is implicated.
I read this morning, but I'm just reading it again now. So I got in hundreds of arguments with people around the time of the first campaign being like, it's the Russia stuff's fake.
Yeah.
It's all BS. Like, you need to read this. You need to look at this. Have you heard of the Steele dossier? I've said that hundreds of times to people.
Yep.
And, like, I know that argument. I can make that argument. It's a good argument. It's true. They illegally investigated him. They try to do all manners of stuff, created fake evidence. It's all BS. And that's true. But to take something like that, it's even more insulting, like, all your supporters that fought for you and argued for you on this issue for years, and then to connect, say it's like a far left thing, just like the new scam, which is the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. I mean, dude, had you ever seen a video of Dan Bongino? Have you ever seen a video of Kash Patel? You ever see any conservative media at all? I imagine you have. You're on your freaking cell phone all the time. This was like your thing. You promised. You said, "I am your vengeance."
Yeah.
Where are you, that? Batman? Because this is not Batman behavior. This is Joker behavior right now.
Yeah. It is. It is so insulting and it's so offensive. And it's just like
Jeffrey Epstein never existed. You didn't hear? He's not real.
That's what's going to be. In 10 years, they're going to be saying Jeffrey Epstein was this innocent, lovely international banker who anti-Semites claimed was a pedophile.
Teacher, Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Innocent math teacher. We're going to be back on the other side with more from Rex Jones. We're going to take your calls. Thank you so much, everybody, for holding. I'm sorry, we haven't forgotten about you. We just get into these conversations and we forget everybody else exists. We'll be back on the other side with more. Stay with us. Go to thealexjonesstore.com to support everything we do here. And follow Rex Jones at Rex Jones News with a Z on X.
And a video.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like, that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone who wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started talking about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. In studio with me, the one and only Rex Jones. He just started a new X account. In fact, I haven't even followed it. I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, man, you got to follow me at Rex Jones News with the Z.
I'm going to follow my own instruction. At Rex Jones News with a Z.
Yes, N-E-W-Z. That's Rex Jones, R-E-X-J-O-N-E-S, N-E-W-Z.
You don't even show up on the search results.
That just means
I'm
getting started, man. You know, I got to get my numbers up. I used to have like 77,000 on Twitter, but in 2021, it was a different time.
You'll build that back up.
Yes.
You'll build that back up with the help of our audience. Go today. You can be one of the first 1,000 followers to Rex at Rex Jones News with a Z. Now, we got to take some of these calls. These guys have been holding on
for
a while. And let's go to Tucson Jones in Arizona on line 10, because he thinks that Epstein is a distraction. I want to get your response to this. Tucson Jones, thanks for calling in. Love your name. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I just need to get out of the hallway here. You guys got me on the prescription for Methylene Blue. Thank you very much. Now I'm in the hallway. I can speak openly. This is Tucson Jones. I just want to let you guys know we need to stop focusing on these things that are distracting. What's really important, our family, our brothers, get to know your neighbors. Are they friends? Are they foes? Can you count on them? That's all that really matters. All this stuff is a big distraction. I love you guys.
Well, thank you. Love you, too. What do you think Epstein has a distraction?
I don't agree with that take at all. Let me tell you something right now. This is the most important story of our century currently. It's the Rosetta Stone proving that all these people are corrupt pedophiles. I agree with you in the sense that community needs to be strong, and we definitely need to do a better job of promoting that. I do agree with that point. But what you talk about with the community is what the government is doing, right, how to stop it. So I agree with the spirit of the call. I don't agree with the informational take. I think it's very important to discuss things that are happening in a non-domestic context. I feel like as Americans, we really are the new Rome, and it's all about the empire and what the Republic is doing. No, like we got threats on our border. We got threats around the world, and we're causing most of those things to happen because people just aren't politically aware. And this is like the thing that I saw in 2020 with the MAGA movement, where everyone was like dancing around. You had these like middle-aged women twerking to Trump rap in the streets. Like, yeah, man, like community's great. This is not how wars are won. It takes money to win a war. And right now we are indebting ourselves to lose future ones. It's very sad, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. I do not think Epstein is a distraction. I mean, I said at the beginning of this show, I'm also sick of talking about Epstein, but it's like, this is the thing. This is the wedge. This is the chink in the armor.
We will never stop talking about it.
And we shouldn't until it's exposed. I mean, the number of things, even in just the last week, the fact that they put out a video that's got a minute missing, then it turns out 3 minutes missing, then they find the metadata that shows the whole thing was edited. You're not interested in that cover? You think that's a distraction? No. This is the last thing I would call this would be a distraction. This is the
on
keystone.
Its face. Like, this is the elephant in the room.
Exactly.
It's the elephant in the room, man. It's like right there. It's right there next to you the whole time. And we can't, we can see it. Some people can't see it. Some people see it as a distraction. It's the whole enchilada.
It is the whole enchilada. I completely agree. And not because Epstein himself was so important and his operation was the be all end all. Because it is a symbol. It's an example. It's like you put Rosetta Stone. That's a perfect way to put it.
The middle leads you to the beginning and the end. Like an in-betweener, an interloper, international figure like Epstein, he's exactly the guy that's not high level enough to where he's part of like the secret control family. You don't know about him, but he's not low enough level to just be like one of our politicians. This guy knows more than our presidents do.
There you go.
And he did. Or did he?
Or does.
Is he alive? Now, like, I've gotten really into this because I'm really not one of those guys, man. Like, I'm not a UFO guy. I'm not really even like a moon landing, the Earth is a cube type person. But like, let me tell you, like, hot damn.
Yeah.
Like, this is really suspect. The angle of the video is like not the right angle to his cell, and the video is doctored. A minute is a long time. to get someone dead and to get out of there. And like, Jeffrey Epstein is probably a pretty experienced operator. Like, that guy's pretty tough and probably knows how to fight. So, like,
he probably just walked
out of there, man.
And there are things that they've never explained, like the fact that I guess he transferred a ton of money to his brother right before he died. And then he had like a 20-minute phone call. He said it was with his mother, but his mother had been dead for years. So, who was he on the phone call with? There's apparently a visitor to him that night that they didn't check it. I mean, then there's the video of his corpse being wheeled out where the ear looks different. And we all know ears are like fingerprints. They're one of the ways of identifying whether a person is really them or not.
That's wild.
Then there's the video of the guy that looks just like him on his island after his supposed death.
That reminds me of the scene in American Gangster where Russell Crowe's character, his cop is like on the H or like on the drugs. And he's gotten like a drug deal gone wrong on like the wrong side of town. And he's got to go in there and like the dude that he killed, like the people outside are going to murder them all because they just killed one of their boys. So he like brings the EMS team and they wheel him out.
As if he's
alive.
Yeah,
he's alive.
Yeah, yeah.
So this could be that in reverse. You know, he's dead. He could also be alive.
Yeah.
Or just a completely different body.
Well, and this is the thing. It's like you talk about like the way this is conflated as like, oh, it's flat Earth and the moon landing and Bigfoot and Jeffrey Epstein. It's like
that's what they try to do with InfoWars. That's what the people that have so far failed to acquire the operation, the Onion bastards.
That's what they're like, we're gonna
make it the funny conspiracy channel, and then we're gonna discredit his image forever by creating another 30 years of that platform online.
Right.
Like it's what they do.
It's like, okay, there's a difference between like there's a undisclosed hominid that can shift dimensions wandering around the woods of Washington. And it's like, okay, that's a little far-fetched. Is it just as far-fetched as the idea that intelligence agencies would do away with their people once they're caught? Like, it's not even a conspiracy. It's just like, this is what they do. Why would you have an intelligence community if it didn't do things like blackmail people and kill their operatives when they're compromised? Everybody knows the trope of like the cyanide capsule in your tooth so you can kill yourself instead of going to questioning. This is what they do. This is not a crazy conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. It's high level international intrigue. This is what happens.
I heard Due Dissidence, one of my favorite shows. They're very left wing people and I disagree with them on some issues, but they really are good broadcasters. And I was listening to them make that point this morning on a clip. Like the word conspiracy, people associate that with something that's made up. No, people conspire
all the time.
There are malevolent plots. There are benevolent plots. People conspire all the time to do various things. So why wouldn't these agencies that receive billions of dollars to do intelligence work, what does that mean on behalf of the country? Oh, we got to make our country great? No, it's we got to make other countries terrible so we can take advantage of them.
Yeah.
And like another point the Due Dissidence guys made this morning or on the clip that I saw was like, we are cattle. Like we are cows. This is how the government sees us. This is how all these people see us. And even Trump, and I don't know exactly how I feel about this statement, but I felt that there was some truth to it. He may like the cows more than any other president. he may love them. You know, oh, my supporters are so wonderful, so great. Like, moo moo.
He still thinks they're cows.
Yeah, but he still thinks they're cows. Like, he still thinks he can treat us like this and issue tweets like this and literally appoint the people to the jobs that like we dreamed about because we saw them crank out this line of we're going to help you. We're going to save the children. We're going to expose the evil information. None of it, man.
None of it. And it's not because he's trying and failing. I would understand that. I get the deep state. I get, you know, that Trump wants to do things and they get the judges to step in and stop him. Like that I can understand. If he was going just balls to the wall, just hardcore on everything and was getting foiled in some cases or exceeding his, you know, prerogative.
J6 is the only good thing. J6 is the only good thing. And like that buys you 3 months. That buys you no more 90 days. And then the pedo go to jail and we get indictments. Where are the indictments?
Yeah, and again, if Alejandro Mayorkas was sitting in a jail cell right now, you think we'd be talking about Epstein?
People,
we wouldn't care.
People wore Biden shirts to the border. Biden told people to surge the border. Mayorkas approved all of that, enacted all of that. He was the guy. He did not receive a pardon. He's openly available to be brought to justice.
And the pardons didn't even count anyway, we know, because of the auto pin scandal now.
Oh, you know, he just needs to.
And you know what's weird? It's like we act like we need their permission to prosecute them. That's the weird thing to me is like, you know, how about we just assert it? How about we just go, hey, Biden was using an auto pin, meaning he wasn't actually making these decisions. We have undeniable proof that the auto pin was used on documents that Biden had never read. By their own admission, they said this. They said, well, he read the original, and then we made some changes, but it was basically, it doesn't matter. None of that, but we don't have to get their permission. We don't have to get them admitting what they did.
They owe us. We don't owe them. They are our public servants. That is the job they're appointed to. We live in a constitutional republic, and they act like we live in some sort of, like, petty kingdom of lords.
Or that the Trump administration can say, well, we don't think these pardons are real because the auto pin, was affixed to them, and that they need the Democrats to go, you're right. That's true. They don't. I guess we don't need just arrest them. Just arrest them and go, we're charging you with treason. And then they can defend themselves. They can try to fight back, but we don't need their permission.
That's right.
To do these things. We don't need them to admit their wrongdoing. We know what they did.
You want the definition of probable cause. You look at what people like Peter Strzok did and all his text messages.
Oh my God.
Like, I mean, it's just a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer, folks. You want to take more calls?
Yeah. Let's take, although the crew just brought up this story, which ties into everything we're talking about. Jill Biden, work husband pleads Fifth Amendment, dodges House GOP cover-up probe questions, which this is so weird because the Fifth Amendment is only supposed to apply with criminal charge if you're like not indicting yourself on criminal charges. So apparently the White House doctor is under the impression that if he were to admit what he did, he would be up for criminal charges. That's very concerning to me.
Sounds like a no-brainer to me. We all know the guy was dead on arrival, DOA. Yeah. Like, he was a walking zombie. And that's why, look at Trump, and at least he can talk, and at least he's got, he still has motion, you know, he's still got some swag, but it is not what it used to be, man.
No,
it
it's
is not.
Not
what it used to be. And the excuse in the first administration of bad people around him makes sense, right? And
not anymore.
He's a politician, folks.
Yeah.
But let's take some questions.
No, that's what's so sad about it all. Robert in Oregon has a very interesting story to tell us. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Good man. And you keep going, buddy. Rex, you keep going. Jones with a Z. Hey, this is the deal. In Oregon, you know, I live outside of Portland, actually Central Coast. But, you know, ICE is the only lifeline to people out here because of the freaks that run this country. Beautiful state, been here a long time. But anyway, you know, we have a way to fight back. And if you're fighting back against these guys, I just want to say a regional number for ICE is 866-343-2423. And then if you're in Oregon, a direct line is 855-488-6423. You know, I've shed blood for Trump. We know that, you know, there's a cover up going on. We know that he's leaning to the left for reasons. Those reasons are going to come out, and we're pretty sure that we know what they are. But here's the deal. You got to stand your ground. I've shed blood for Trump, and recently, just a few days ago, I was approached by three individuals and threatened to be dragged out of my car and beat. Oh. And they started to rush the car. I told them, and I said, hold it. I said, you don't know if I'm armed or not. You take one more step, you're going to be graveyard dead. You're not going to be able to figure it out from there, stupid. They backed off, got some more courage. And then there was a fifth wheel that was parked on the road, and a gentleman exited the fifth wheel, shoved a gun in his pants and unpulled his shirt, came up to the car and asked me if I had a problem with him or his RV. I said, I don't have a problem with you or your RV. Never leaving eye contact. And I could tell this guy was dangerous, obviously. Walked to the front of the car, said the same thing over, and I told him, look, I don't have a problem with you or your RV. I said, these idiots over here that you're with, they're the ones that started this. He walked back, said a few words to them. To make the story short, they charged the car again. I warned them again. I had a chance to get to my apartment, get to safety. It went on from there. You don't need to know any more about it. But the cops, they're not on our side here. The sheriffs are not on our side here. They go with the sanctuary laws.
Yeah.
So ICE is your lifeline here if you're having problems.
Are you in Portland?
Surrounding.
Actually, Central Coast. I'm 100 miles from Portland. It's a good place to steer clear of while these idiots are running the state. And, you know, they got their... hey, they weren't voted in. They stole the office here. And these guys in these countries, you know, I believe they've stole their offices. And, you know, we got to fight the good fight. And I agree with, you know, 99% of what you guys are saying. But the other flip side of it, I'm 65 years old. I've been here a while, a little longer than Alex. And I've seen everything progress. I've watched, you know, many presidents come and go. And it's always the same story. Look over here. Don't look there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's being generated right now, and you guys are doing a good job. You got heart. You got fire. You want to fight the good fight. But, hey, it goes a lot deeper. And not enough time to explain myself in full, but to say that there's another war that's going on, and it's a spiritual war, no matter what anybody has to say about it. I've been blessed in my life to see things in real time. I've experienced the Holy Spirit. I know it's real. I know it's there. And they're not distractions, but they are. And they're keeping our eyes, these real problems, these real deaths, the real things that are happening, are a distraction because everything's compartmentalized. The technology that we have, it all stems from the fallen angels. It really does. And God is omnipresent. He can be anywhere at any time. He gave us a pituitary gland. We're a walking walkie-talkie, and they've tried to dumb that down. We're in a time right now to where it doesn't want to be exposed, and we're all fodder, every one of us. We're all fodder. And the people that that we should be listening to more are the people that know about the spiritual war that's going on right now in real time. I've called in before, and I've told you guys I'm involved with people who like Alex, people that know people credentials that are they know what's going on.
Yeah,
the government knows full well, you guys, about the fallen angels.
I completely agree, and I think that's why you're seeing a lot of like fake disclosure stuff. Excuse me, these days about aliens because they want people to think it's aliens.
I think you touch on a very important point, like the important point, really, where it is all a spiritual warfare, spiritual battleground that we encounter on a daily basis. These things that happen, these horrible stories in the world. We bring them up to talk about them because they have to be opposed, right? We have to at least let people know so they can make conscious decisions for themselves and not blindly follow something. That's how I see like the broadcasting profession as a whole, is that we're illuminating topics so that people can actually use their free will and critical reasoning to assess them for themselves. But that all doesn't matter if you don't have love.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have love, and you got to have love and faith in Jesus Christ, our one true Lord and Savior. That's very important. Whether you're Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox, that's pretty much the one thing. Go with God, read your Bible, pray. Lord knows I need to do a better job of that. And just saying that honestly here. But everything is up to God. We're like a twinkle in his eye. You know, like we're like a grain of sand in the desert or on the beach. Like we're very small. But that being said, we can influence a lot while we're here. And the best way we can do that is by being loving and having families and having children. Right?
Amen. Great stuff. Let's go to a few more calls here. Darla in San Diego, I know, has called in yesterday, and we didn't get to her. So, Darla, thank you for calling in from San Diego. You're on the air.
Hi. Just very briefly, we all know what's going on with Epstein, but we need to get their attention. And I had called about the White House comment line. It's Tuesday through Thursday, 8 to 12. And it would be good if you could encourage people to call. We could light that up.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love it. That's a phenomenal suggestion. Can you give that number out again really quick, and we'll tweet that at some point?
It is 202-456-1111. And we should do this every day. I call several times on the days that I can and let them know.
I'll be doing that as well. Stuff like that is incredibly important. I totally am behind that and believe in that. That's a phenomenal suggestion. That's a great call.
They don't ask for any personal information. They say don't give it to us. Just give it. And so that's great. Thank you, guys.
Of course. You got anything else to add? Anything else to add?
That's what I basically wanted to say, because we know. Oh, yeah. Trump's saying he doesn't need the old Republicans anymore. He said that.
That's incredibly painful. You know, that's horrifying for people like us and people like you to hear, right?
That's just so weird.
We've seen this guy, and we've thought that we've known him for about a decade now.
You know,
like outside of his whole persona, like when he walked down the escalator, I believe that's when it all started. And his old supporters don't matter anymore. Who's your new supporter? Israel?
It's one of the things, you know, it's like when he came out and said, hey, if I get assassinated, it was Iran and we should go to war with him. And it's like, dude, some things he says, and it's like maybe saying it this way, maybe saying this way.
It's literally like he's like writing bad TV. He's like, in the next episode, I will.
Well, it's like, dude, all you're saying is if, you know, for all the bad guys in our country that want war with Iran, kill me and you get what you want. It's like there is no good explanation for this. There is no justification for the things that he's saying these days. It is very disturbing. And I don't think you can just Trump is live. Trump is live with the Bahrain crown prince in a bilateral meeting. We got about 3 minutes left in the show. We can see what they're up to.
The Anything they needed, we helped them, and anything we needed, they helped us. And we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, including the most perfect military maneuver that anybody's seen probably in 50 years, which took place a few weeks ago, and Iran knocked out their entire potential nuclear capacity. And it was obliterated. You know, I used that term. They said, well, maybe that's too much. I said, no, it turned out it was more than obliterated. They can't go back. And we're just really going to talk about some things, including trade. We're going to be discussing trade. We do a lot of trading.
Right, so this is Trump with the Crown Prince of Bahrain.
We're going to have lunch after.
Bragging about the attack on Iran, the crew just delivered this update to me. Breaking news here. Trump has drafted a letter to fire the Fed chair and asks Republicans if he should. The president waved a copy of a draft letter firing Jerome H. Powell at a meeting in the Oval Office with House Republicans. It remains to be seen whether he follows through with this threat. I know Anna Paulina Luna was saying that the Fed chair would be fired soon. What's your take? I mean, it's like,
well,
whatever.
So like we've criticized and bashed the Fed rightfully for decades. It's not a federal organization. Right. It's a private bank and all that.
It's like who's driving the tank that's running us over?
That being said, this whole thing is like he wants Powell to lower interest rates.
Right.
And Powell won't do that. And people aren't buying our bonds now because the dollar gets devalued faster than the interest would make them money.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a situation now where you take Jerome Powell out, who are you going to put in? Like, what are you going to do? Like, you just going to, is Howard Lutnick going to become the new head of the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, probably.
And then he can do whatever you want. Like,
that is
really Scott Bessent.
Scott Bessent, yeah. Don't worry, they'll find a person. Dim Strategist says parties should pray long and hard for effing depression in the U.S.
We need an effing depression in the United States.
Don't have a depression, we're never going to win again, okay? So
I mean, Hakeem Jeffries is just a joke. That photo of him on his knees screaming. Like, I'm not a fan of Big Beautiful Bill, to be honest with you. But, like, it's literally, you're making memes.
And, theater, it's theater kids.
Yeah, it's two wings on the same bird, bro. Like, that
two
used to sound dumb to me.
Bird.
It's just, it's the truth now.
It absolutely is. We got one more minute left. Hobbs in Nebraska. I know you can keep it short. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Erickson. Good morning, Rex. Good morning, Info Warriors. It's your boy Hobbs from Roads to Liberty. Give us a like and a follow. I just followed Rex.
Appreciate it.
Harrison, we'd love to have you back on sometimes. Rex, you have an invitation too.
Thank you.
If you get the time, that'd be great. With everything that's going on right now and how badly that Trump and his administration is screwing things up, they need an easy win, and the easiest win that they can do right now.
Nuke Israel.
Get on the phone. No, well,
sorry, never mind. What's your idea?
We like to have fun here.
Sorry, what's your idea? Sorry, never mind. What's your idea?
Get on the phone, call up Ron Paul, take a flight to Louisville, Kentucky, and walk through the gold repository at Fort Knox.
We were promised this. This is key. This is a great point.
I like that idea. Well, we're just out of time. We only have 20 seconds left. I like that idea, Hobbs, because I read on the call screen you said Fort Knox audit, and I thought that's kind of a gamble. It could be a win if the gold is there, but what if it's not?
We'll have to table that and talk about it next show. Always good to be with you, Harris.
Very good to be with you, Rex Jones, everybody. Follow him on X at Rex Jones News with a Z at the end. Rex Jones News. Thanks for being with us.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade. From thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see. Yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of hopefully of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the Ultra Methylene Blue USB grade. They AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel.
other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean, no jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll probably take a, you know, an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm Zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get your methylene blue today.